Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are preparing for their Week 3 game against the Bucs on Sunday, and Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the keys to this matchup. It's time for 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The offense is struggling a little bit, so we decided to change up our look, see if we can change the luck as we wait for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. First on the list this week has to be that running game in Doug Martin. He's a terrific little running back out of Boise State, off to a great start in his career. He's the number one option for Tampa Bay. That's how Greg Schiano wants to move the football. He plays with a college mentality from Rutgers, and he's going to put the ball in Martin's hands. Now, the Patriots generally, the front seven, very stout. But last week against the Jets, not so much. They need to improve. Vince Wilfork had a quiet day. Don't expect 2 quiet ones in a row. Doug Martin is the number one priority on defense. Now, unlike some of the other teams the Patriots have seen so far this season, Tampa Bay has some good weapons on the outside at wide receiver. Vincent Jackson is as talented as any receiver in football. He's a big target. He can get downfield and make big plays. This is going to put a lot of pressure on the Patriots' safeties. Devin McCourty, Steve Gregory cannot give up the deep ball. They have to keep everything in front, make Josh Freeman work his way down the field. He struggles when you do that. Make sure Vincent Jackson doesn't beat you deep. Now, offensively for the Patriots, it's no secret. The Patriots' passing game has to become more efficient. 50% for Tom Brady is just not what we're used to. It's not what he expects. It's not what anyone expects. So it needs to get better. Those rookie receivers need to find a way to make some plays. But here's one thing to keep in mind. Darrelle Revis is a guy that the Patriots need to be aware of in that Tampa Bay secondary. It's an improved secondary, and we all know too well how much Revis can impact a game. So Tom Brady, when you're dealing with guys like Aaron Dobson or Kenbrell Tompkins, maybe guys that you're not quite sure where they're going to be, stay away from Revis. But in any regard, it has to become more efficient. When it comes to prediction time for this game, I look at this one very similar to how I looked at the Jets. I don't expect it to be quite as low scoring, but I don't expect a lot of points to get put on the board either. Tampa Bay is a team that you can turn the ball over against. The Patriots defense needs to continue to take it away the way they have. And offensively, the Patriots just need to stay patient, need to protect the football, stay with the same kind of style they had against the Jets, just have to get a little bit better at it. I look at the Patriots coming away with a hard-fought 24-16 win. That's going to put a wrap on the Bucs. It's going to get substantially hotter from here as the Patriots head to Atlanta.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.